Just busy today. Just busy. 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 You want to talk to Ben? We haven't talked to Ben.
Well, Ben's got reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Puff up. I mean,
yes, sir.
Oh, you got to dial 9 first.
Yeah, more puffing by Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's busy, but, you know, that's... Uh-huh. But, yeah, there are a lot of folks around here who are busy. Ben's going to be one of them.
Yeah. He's here, I know.
His car.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, let's talk to a Ben if he's around.
Okay, hang
on. All right. Yeah. There's Ben. He's been traveling around, too.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been gone a lot. Yeah, he's back.
There he is.
Yeah.
I knew he was there. He was just waiting.
Yeah, I know.
The general manager.
I think you're going to get away with it. Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Front desk always narcs you out.
Yeah, I know.
So, Scott's on line one.
Mr. Downs, someone who sounds just like Scott is on line one.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. You know, now, you'd been traveling, and I'm so sorry you didn't get a chance to, because had you been in town, I was going to let you in on the latest edition of American Pickers.
You know, I'm sorry that I had an opportunity to miss that and followed up on it.
Yeah, because American Pickers is great. They go in and they steal things from old people, you know? They really do.
Not. Yeah.
Well, what they've started doing now is they've kind of gone into this consignment phase.
Oh.
Of where, for instance, I think the NASCAR Museum needed some stuff, and so the American Pickers got out.
Just for clarity on my part, this is a television program.
Yeah.
Right? This is broadcast on cable TV.
Yeah, I think it's, okay, gotcha. It's on like the same night as Pawn Stars, and I know you watch that. So, yeah.
Is it the same? Is it the History Channel also?
Yes, the History Channel.
Yeah, just like Pawn Stars?
Yes. And again,
is it up against Toothless Swamp People or whatever that show is?
That I've never seen. I don't know.
Shoot him!
Boy, Swamp People. I watched it one night, and of course, being from Arkansas, it kind of bothered me because some of those folks look like relatives.
Yeah.
And one of them walked into his house, you know, and there's the camera and everything. And I looked, and it's a little thing, but it just really got to me. I said, this is the essence of this program. And he didn't have a plate over his light switch.
You know? Exposed wiring.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it had just broken off. Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
39 cents at Lowe's.
It's too much trouble.
Smacks of effort.
Just a little sticky finger in there. It'd be fine.
The problem was, now truth be told, the problem was he needed a white switch, and putty was the only color they had. So he needed it to match.
They only had stone and slate.
That's right. Yeah. Were they dining on squirrel and dumplings that night?
So we digress. We digress so far. But American Pickers, the story of guys who go around in a Mercedes-Benz cargo van, basically stealing things from old people.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Excellent premise.
Their last consignment was to help furnish the country home of William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they had Shatner.
I thought he was killed in a horrible bus plunge.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So anyway, but I thought about that. But anyhow, since we've last spoken, once again, your name is on a short list.
Well, as it turns out, I got the phone call yesterday at an awkward time, but it's not so much a short list as it is that it is the list. We have four winners, and Mayor Barry and I asked the question. I said, that's how I found out about it. I said, so Mayor Barry is in there? And they said, yeah. I said, so if I bump her off, then I've got like a 25% improvement in my chances.
Yeah.
And that's when I got the call from the Secret Service people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, so Mayor Barry and I, we're going to have a little bet. We're going to exchange recipes, whichever one of us wins. I'm going to give her this chicken Florentine dish, and she's going to give me the recipe for what she calls a sandwich. So I think it'll work out.
I was going to say, yes, the difficulty for each person involved is about equal. So the list is the nominees for the Jefferson Award.
Actually, these are the winners.
These are the winners. I'm sure the winners.
Yeah, the local winners.
You can call it whatever you'd like.
Yeah,
you can say his name came up in conversation.
That's right.
Like.
Yeah.
But for those of us who actually receive the plaque, it's called winning.
Okay,
my email last night to the crew said finalists. That was wrong. They're winners. Okay. One of them will get to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington.
You sound like Royce at a political forum. Yes. You're all winners.
That's right.
No, technically.
Yes,
we are.
Yes.
But anyway, yes. But it was a nice thing. Mike Wright called me yesterday to break the grand and glorious news. I'm pretty pleased, and I'm really pleased that the radio station people don't push back when we decide that we're going to do another fundraiser or when we're going to do something else. When there's another group that comes to us and says, "Look, we have this real need. Can you guys help?" And so it's nice. It's good to have a staff, and it's good to have the free time to be able to do that.
Well. And it's good to have the ownership and management that allows that situation to happen. And again, one of the advantages of having the owner live in the zip code.
It is handy. It is handy because you don't have to put the reason you're doing this into a memo,
yeah.
Scan it and send it off.
Yeah.
The guy wakes up and he can see it right there, and that's a good thing.
Yep.
The other part is I think what really turned the corner for me on the deal was the fact that I was Santa Claus 8 times last year.
Oh.
I think that's really what did it. I think technically, what wasn't today City of Bryan Day?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was.
Did Bregman happen to mention that I'm going to be given the designation the official Santa of the City of Bryan before this is over?
Is there a sash involved?
I think there's a hat.
You'd be surprised how much is involved.
Yes, I would.
First step on being a good Santa every year, flu shot.
Yeah. Very nice.
No wonder you're such a stickler for those around here.
Step one, get your flu shot, drink your vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Oh, okay, all right.
Come on, I take it seriously.
Yeah,
man, you know
there you
that.
Go. Well, there you go. Well, congratulations on being one of the winners of the Jefferson Award.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. My door is always open. You can come down here and bask in the reflecting glow anytime you
kiss
like.
The ring.
Yeah, exactly. And that too.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show sale going on right now. Order now and save big. When you place a new order, you'll receive 10% off. You'll also find 10 to 30% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor for all the new furniture that he's ordering. Head over and save 10 to 30% off throughout the store and 10% on all new orders before Kent leaves. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office during the pre-show sale going on right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. But hurry, Ken will be leaving soon. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next door to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This will make you feel good. Researchers believe they may have found a way to predict which teen drivers will have car wrecks. And then why don't we just let them not get in their cars? Wouldn't that be good? That'd work.
Yeah.
All right. According to the findings published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, why there? Those who make sharp turns and screech halts are more likely to have a crash or near crash. Okay, what is the definition of a near crash? Which then again makes me think about why when airplanes almost crash, is it called a near miss?
Yeah.
You know? Because it isn't. It's a miss. But it's a near miss. Anyway. So according to these findings, researchers put cameras in the cars of newly licensed drivers and found those who engaged in risky driving behavior were more likely to have an accident a few weeks later. Duh. Researchers say the findings don't prove edgy driving habits cause crashes, but kind of a predictor of them. And I've said this before. You take a kid who has just gotten their driver's license, and they don't understand the concept, maybe, of moving at 70 miles an hour, the distance that you cover in 70 miles an hour in a second and a half, for instance, or can you calculate the speed of the vehicle coming in front of you as you're about to make a turn? I mean, those kind of things, I think, are kind of learned in some ways, and it does take a little bit of time to do that, but nonetheless, there you go. This week's hot TV shows. Want to do it this week because there's no sports in the list. See, normally when the NFL is going on, obviously they make the top of the list. But here are your top 10 television shows for last week. Number 10 is Criminal Minds. Number 9, Two and a Half Men. Person of Interest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Person of Interest, which is an odd show. That's that Jim Caviezel dude.
Yeah.
The Mentalist. Big Bang Theory. Are you noticing a trend here? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, all ZBS.
Mm-hmm. Been that way for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. As is number 5, NCIS Los Angeles. Here's your first non-CBS. That's The Voice, coming in at number 4. Number 3 and number 2 is American Idol, and number 1 is NCIS.
Ah.
With that quarterback guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again,
we watched that one.
Yeah, and it does.
Yeah.
Does
we've been watching The Voice for the first time ever.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah, they're pretty talented people there. Yeah.
Oh, you mean to say, not the judges you're talking about.
Yeah, the singers. Yeah. Yeah, the singers.
Hey,
well, the judges are too. You've got Christina Aguilar and.
Blake CeeLo
Shelton
Green,
and
CeeLo Green. Yep.
And
you can finally
Levine, whatever name it is.
The Maroon 5 dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can finally get Beatles songs as ringtones. iTunes still has the exclusive digital rights to all the things Fab Four.
Mm-hmm.
And now all 27 songs in the Beatles One collection available as 30-second ringtones. Got any idea what the number one Beatles ringtone would be? I am shocked over this, but nonetheless. All right, here we go. Here's top 7. I Feel Fine. Number 6 is A Hard Day's Night. Number 5 is Can't Buy Me Love. Number 4 is I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number 3 is She Loves You.
Yeah.
Number 2 is From Me to You. Number 1 is The Long and Winding Road. No, it's not. Number 1 is Love Me Do. So, don't know. There you are, in case you care about that. And we now have a new world record. Thank you today for the tallest stack of pancakes.
Ooh.
Yep, Huffington Post. After several failed attempts, Andy Rorble, the Australian, has managed to stack 60 pancakes on top one of another. The finished stack, 2.49 feet. The world record stack eventually collapsed, of course, but luckily officials at the Guinness Book able to measure it first. Precisely, I mean, how do you do that? Do you put the tape up against it, and that could cause the tower to fall. The old record was 2.42 feet, so there you are. We have a new pancake stack, and I'm guessing no pats of butter in between and certainly no syrup on top.
No, that viscosity and general slipperiness would not be good there.
Love Me Do.
Still stuck there.
I know the song. It's okay. Yeah,
just trying to get it back into my head.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8595.
Come see us at the Home Expo February 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by The Pool Guy.
So, guys, Six Till. So, guys, I think we have a real story for tomorrow. I think we're going to have like, and Chase, you might want to kind of delve into this,
okay?
Since you deal with these guys and gals on a more regular basis than either Tom or I, and the broom ball is coming up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to do that at the Arctic. Well, by the way.
Right. Where they were just talking about it, and I just did a BBV on it.
I know. Mm-hmm. Big signage for a local broadcast company there.
Yeah, the ice rink. Yeah,
available now at a local ice rink near you.
That's right. So they're going to do the broom ball thing. And
I've participated in that. I've played in one
have
of those.
You? Yeah. Have you?
Once.
Once, yeah, that's it. Now,
as soon as I went tango uniform and caught the ice right in the back of the coconut, I decided I was done with that.
That was enough of that.
Yep.
So they've played seven times, okay, and College Station won last year, and so they apparently put a video up on their website
with Lieutenant Brock.
Exactly, kind of you know, pumping up the fact that they won.
Right.
Well, so that kind of got BPD a little upset.
Well, you know,
because they've won every time prior to that.
Because, you know, there's no competition amongst police officers or anything like that.
And yeah, if you'll recall, we had a former police chief, I think, who injured himself running in one of those balls at Reed Arena, right?
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. So anyway, but as it was pointed out to me today, even though College Station won last year, they never came to get the trophy. It never left Brian.
What? Oh, my goodness.
So Brian now has apparently on their website developed an answer video to what College Station has come up with. So I said to him, you know, is this going to be a throwdown on the ice tomorrow? And we may need to. So I say, if you want to delve into this a little bit today.
Could get testy.
We could talk to maybe some people doing trash over brooms in the ice, and you know, just could be fun. And again, it all goes for a very good cause. So you know, if you can go, that'd be really cool.
And if you've never seen broom ball, it's exciting, it's fun.
Yeah.
But as I said, the ice is hard, and I don't want
to do that.
I don't
anymore.
Want to land on my head
yeah,
anymore.
I understand. So Officer Frank
Ponchirello?
No.
Dang.
Frank
Bargavioni. Okay, dispatched to a house in New Britain, Connecticut, where a 10-year-old boy has stopped breathing. While performing CPR, the boy vomited on him. So the department required him to file a report indicating he could have been exposed to communicable diseases. So Frank's a little shocked over that when he receives the reply from the city attorneys. The incident was not, quote, casually related to a work-related condition, end quote. They said that they would contest the worker's compensation if he applied for it. Frank wrote back to him. He said, I thought the city wanted me to try to save the kid's life.
Yeah, really?
The city, on one hand, cannot demand and acknowledge that we exposed ourselves to any kind of a threat or injury.
Well, he's a police officer, isn't he?
Really? After a month, he still has not received any reply. And the city paid to train him in CPR.
Hmm.
So the next time, if this were to happen again, and he attempted to save the child's life or a person's life, and they vomited on him, you're just supposed to stop it there and say, oh,
exactly.
That's a deal breaker right there.
I'm out of here.
I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. Don't know. Very, very strange.
Bureaucracy.
Almost like a state agency won't allow a school district to keep money that's theirs. I know.
Yeah, that
I
would know. Never happen,
that's
though.
That's silly. It is. The most popular places to eat breakfast.
Uh-huh. Home.
Okay. Number one is in front of the TV. Number two is at work. Number three is on the sofa. Then there's on my feet while getting dressed. At the kitchen or dining room table is number five. Number five is sitting at the table eating.
Who has the time?
Yeah, exactly. Number six while checking email.
Excuse me. Who makes the time? There that's a better question.
Yeah, that's
day.
It, yeah. Number seven is in the car. Number eight is in bed. Number nine is walking to work. Number ten is a little odd. It's in the shower.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Huh. Which answers the other question. If you're
putting skim on your raisin bran, I can see how you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between shower water and the milk that you supposedly are using. But otherwise,
That wasn't a stretch, was it? On this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. We told you about this in 1836, the siege of the Alamo began.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. 1861, President-elect Abraham Lincoln arrived secretly in Washington to take the oath of office. There had already been an assassination
attempt in
Baltimore.
Not exactly friendly territory.
No. And in 1942, the first shelling of the U.S. mainland during World War II occurred as a Japanese submarine fired on an oil refinery in Elwood, California. Did you know that? Because I don't think I did until today.
There you go.
You got a minute.
Kind of testy on The View. Star Jones shows up for the first time since 2006 at the invitation of Barbara Walters, who said that they had made up and buried the hatchet.
Between each other's shoulder blades?
Yeah. But.